When I entered college, I was considering going to medical school after my career in football. But about halfway through my college career, I decided that the workload was just too much for me. I wanted to focus on my football career. I ended up graduating from OSU and then was undrafted to the Browns. Played there for 3 years and then was picked up by the Atlanta Falcons. And while we were in Atlanta, we found out that we were pregnant with twins. I was actually on the practice field when I got called off the practice field, telling me that my wife was going to the hospital, that there was something wrong, and one of the twins' amniotic sac had ruptured. The day after the twins were delivered, we were called down around, about 12 hours after they had been born, and we could tell on the nurses' faces that this wasn't a, happy visit. Basically, we were called down to say our last goodbyes to our son because they didn't think that he was going to make it through the next couple hours. Luckily, when doctors placed him in my wife's arms so that she could hold him, he bounced right back up, the oxygen saturation levels went up, his heart rate went up, his blood pressure went up, and it was just one of those moments that we knew that things were going to be okay. I just became passionate about finding out what, could be the causes, what could be potential cures, what are our strategies moving forward. And then when the twins were born, that fire and passion grew even more because I wanted to know what the treatments were, what was going on. The doctors quickly realized that I was not the typical patient. One of the doctors sat me down and said, "Have you ever thought about going back to school?" And I remember getting in the elevator after thinking about it for a long time and feeling that this was probably the right direction for me, telling my wife about 1 o'clock in the morning after we had visited the kids in the NICU that I was gonna quit football and go back and get into school and go for med school. And she quickly turned to me and said, "We need some sleep, don't we?" that was kind of where everything changed for me. I think, as a, football player, you're always digging deeper for that key signal or that stance that the offensive lineman gets into, or what's going to be that trigger that's going to, tip you off to maybe a certain play. You're always digging for that. I think that digging of knowledge kind of helped me through my career in medical school, just always wanting to find more and find out why and, find out as much as I could about that particular topic. I think a lot of that came from just the discipline I learned playing football and growing up as a football player. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, and I love being able to call myself a Browns alumni. We were blessed with 2 babies, and 6 years later they're doing tremendously well, and we look back on that situation and just kind of am amazed at how life guides you to where you're meant to be and the different trials and tribulations and the blessings that come along the way.